This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Friday, and we're live. That's why we call it Free Talk Live, because you're free to call in and talk live here on the air with us. It's Mark.
And Chris.
And if you're wondering where Ian is, he's off at a campaign event. Tonight he is running as a Libertarian candidate for state senate here in southwestern New Hampshire. All the best to him. I don't think I have to worry about finding another co-host. The number... 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. Chris, in the last segment, the final segment of last hour, we were discussing these restrictions that the EU is putting on, new restrictions, brand new.
Yeah.
That is putting on internet providers of some sort. Can you describe them to me exactly, in one sentence, what are these restrictions?
Censorship, upload filter.
Well, yeah. What's that, but what are we filtering?
So the law is requiring proposed Article 13.
This is proposed. Okay.
Would require companies to put out, like YouTube and smaller entities, to put a filter on the content that gets uploaded, and they basically become liable for that content. So, unlike,
what is this filter of which you speak? Is this a software filter? Like, I've got to pay money to create a filter?
A software filter. Okay. When you go right now, if you try to upload some video to YouTube,
okay,
there's a filter on it already.
Yes.
And it is, it's not legally required, but they have it. And they attempt to check for content that is a copyright of another party.
Right, so if I have my Eagles or Bad Company CD, and I rip one of the songs, Silver, Blue, and Gold, or Desperado, right, and I decide, I love this so much, and I do, I love those songs, I'm going to put them on my YouTube channel so I can share them with the people that I love. As a matter of fact, I'm going to play them, and then I'm going to get video of me singing along.
Exactly.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah.
No, you can't do that.
Exactly. So you already are probably going to be prevented from doing that, unfortunately. But this makes it even worse, because now the company would be liable for that content that gets past this filter. So what would happen is you're basically going to not be able to upload anything to YouTube unless they've cleared it. And the only content that can be uploaded that they're going to clear, because it's going to be cost prohibitive to have somebody check every single video, means that only mega corporations are going to be able to upload anything to YouTube. So it entirely destroys any kind of user-generated content, so to speak.
I'm just thinking off the top of my head. Are you familiar with the song "Wrecking Ball"? Her name is Miley Cyrus.
You're asking the wrong guy.
No, you are not.
Okay. I do not listen to music.
Then you're not familiar with a guy named Chat Roulette, who does a Miley Cyrus "Wrecking Ball" parody. Now, parody's protected under law. Which is kind of interesting.
More or less.
Yeah, more or less. So he, and this is, by the way, hilarious. I'm not going to call it brilliant because, well, I don't know if it's brilliant comedy, but it is hilarious comedy. If you look up Miley Cyrus Wrecking Ball parody Chat Roulette version, you will see a very, very funny version of Wrecking Ball. But I guess if I was silly enough... and maybe use the term parody in the title of my piece, that I could then put up Silver, Blue, and Gold and Desperado.
Nope.
Well, this guy got away with it. And well, he's got an eighth of a million views.
The only way he's going to succeed with that is if he manipulates the video to make it so that the upload filters don't pick up on the fact that he's doing parody, basically.
Well, he's playing the audio. He's not doing the video.
still, they have audio filters, and if he hadn't manipulated it, it's unlikely that the filter probably didn't pick it up.
I think that probably what he did was is that he uploaded it, used the term parody in the title, and then when they gave him a kickback notice, he said, nope, this is fine because it's a parody. And then YouTube says, all right, he uses the term parody in the title, and he has claimed that it's a parody. Our lawyers say we're covered.
Do you think they checked with their lawyers?
I think that their lawyers would basically have to let them do parody. Parody is protected.
It's protected, but they reject stuff that's protected all the time.
Yeah, they do, but I mean, if you push hard enough, you'll get through.
The other way it can get passed is if there's advertisement and the person who owns the copyright says, "Yep, you're good to go."
Yes,
and I'm going to take your advertising money.
Could be that Miley Cyrus approved this. If she didn't, she's nuts because it's hilarious. But I think that they got it through because of parody.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Article 13, also known as the upload filter proposal, require many large internet platforms to make licensing deals with rights holders or implement measures to block pirated content on their servers. Yeah, I always like how they phrase things like large internet platforms, because I'm pretty sure that's not what the law actually says, or this Article 13 says.
But
they try and sell you on it like this is a good thing.
Right, but it always trickles down to the little guy, and the little guy has so much more difficulty. Google can afford to put these filters on YouTube. In fact, they love these filters
because they love the idea. The competition, yeah. Right.
They love the idea that the competition has to put these filters on because the competition can't afford to build these filters. By the way, I have uploaded the video, the Miley Cyrus Wrecking Ball parody chat roulette version, onto our Telegram stream, the Free Talk Live show prep and announcement stream.
You made a link to it, right?
There's a link there. You can either just go onto Telegram and subscribe to that channel, and that's awesome. Or you can, I think it goes through our Mastodon or our Twitter and a variety of other social media. Not Facebook, because they suck.
These requirements are not limited to European companies. They will affect all larger websites and services worldwide that deal with user upload content and are available in the EU. Again, you know, they say this, and I tend to agree it probably will affect, but at the same time, they don't have jurisdiction. They can get a judgment, and I'm sure that, you know, there will be companies and individuals who, you know, will comply, but theoretically, technically, they shouldn't have to if you're not in the EU. Copyright law, including the current version of Article 13, if passed, applies to all websites visible in the EU. So this right here, the very next statement, just says all websites, not just large platforms.
Yeah.
So foreign ones may decide to geoblock because of this. Yes, the Office of the Pirate Party, MEP Julia Reda, informs us. While it was easier to hold European companies responsible in court, its scope is similar to the GDPR, which means that it will likely cause some uncertainty among foreign sites as well.
Some uncertainty. It just said here in the news article, any site that's visible in the EU is affected. I suspect that'll cause more than some uncertainty.
Oh, yeah.
As a U.S. site that is visible in, like, freetalklive.com is visible, as far as I know, still in the EU. I sincerely hope it continues that way. It
would be interesting if they blocked it.
And we intend to be as long as we can. Yeah, I mean, I kind of wonder what's going on. I mostly say, screw you and your stupid rules.
YouTube CEO Susan, for one, appears to be pretty concerned, as we highlighted earlier this week. The proposal could force platforms like YouTube to allow only content from a small number of large companies. It would be too risky for platforms to host content from a smaller original content creators because the platforms would now be directly liable for that content, she explained.
Right. Basically, Europeans can only have Coke and Pepsi now. They cannot have Royal Crown Cola or any other variety of competitors because they just can't.
Any kind of niche product, the EU is saying, oh, it's illegal.
Yep, it's illegal.
While it seems unlikely that the YouTube would block the entire service for Europeans, especially because it already has some pretty advanced upload filters, Article 13 might spook other services enough to start geo-blocking, especially if Europeans are a minority on the platform. It's absolutely going to happen. I mean, it's just a matter of time. We've already seen it with the GDPR. There are sites that are not accessible to Europeans anymore. I mean, I understand that Europe doesn't have free speech, but theoretically, there is something in there that is supposed to preserve it.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
This November, I'm running the New York City Marathon as a member of Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. 2018 has been a banner year for the Innocence Project. Since January, 9 of their clients have walked free. Innocent people who combined to serve more than 200 years in prison for crimes they did not commit. And because of the Innocence Project, the risk of being wrongfully convicted has been greatly reduced for millions of people. October 2nd is International Wrongful Conviction Day. It's an opportunity to draw attention to the countless innocent men and women who remain behind bars and the need to reform our broken criminal justice system to prevent wrongful convictions. At any given time, the Innocence Project represents 200 clients who need their help to prove their innocence. This year, the Innocence Project helped pass a first-in-the-nation prosecutorial oversight law in New York and eyewitness identification reforms in New Hampshire and Louisiana. You can help the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about saveitpurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5-33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using saveitpurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. Saveitpurse.com. Save ATPurse.com.
The Liberty Dollar was so successful that the United States government had to take it down, and its founder, Bernard von Nothaus. Now Bernard's son Extra has launched Liberty Dollar 2. LD2 is a cryptocurrency, but each token is backed by the same gorgeous fine silver rounds that Liberty Dollar has always been known for. Your silver is secured in an audited vault and can be redeemed at any time. There's only a few thousand LD2 Zero tokens left in the crowd sale at ld2coin.io. Get yours, ld2coin.io.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on this live Friday edition. You can call us, talk about anything you want. We're talking about these EU, that's European Union for those of you in Florida, these restrictions that they're attempting to put on the Internet, additional new restrictions. They did that just a couple of months ago. Not good enough. We need more restrictions. And we'll get that to here. We'll get to that here in just one second. I want to tell you about Anarchapulco. They've got a great lineup of speakers. Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano, Doug Casey, Larkin Rose, David Icke, you name it. They've got a big, long list of great folks that are going to be there. Biggest names in the Liberty Movement, and they'll be gathering. They'll be at the largest gathering of free thinkers, voluntarists, libertarians, and ANCAPs in Acapulco, Mexico. When they say the largest, it is. There's Freedom Fest in Las Vegas, which is probably a bigger event, but for those of you who've been there, it's more of a hybrid event between sort of conservatives and libertarians. This is the Vegas event of just solely people who believe in the ideas of liberty. It's in Mexico, in Acapulco, from February the 14th to the 17th, right in Acapulco at Anarchapulco. That's the event. All you have to do is go to anarchapulco.com, take a look. You'll love the lineup of speakers discussing entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, personal relationships, and cryptocurrency. I will be handling the Cryptopulco stage as the MC. That has been announced as of today. And I'm pretty excited to do it. So it's 4 days of sun and beaches at a world-class resort. And they bought the whole thing. They bought out the whole resort. And they can do whatever they want at this resort, and they're going to. It's going to be an amazing event. You have to have gone to this to know what, when I say whatever means at Anarchapulco, whatever means whatever. It is going to be a lot of stuff going on at Anarchapulco. Free Talk Live will be there again. You go to anarchapulco.com, use code FTL to receive and to register, and receive 15% off. That's the first year we've had a code like that. So 15% off at anarchapulco.com, code FTL. By the way, Cynthia McKinney will be there. She's now come out as an anarchist. So she's in the lineup. Pretty cool. Anarchapulco.com.
Article 13 might spook other services enough to start geo-blocking, especially if Europeans are a minority on the platform.
So what's this Article 13 thing?
So this is in regards to the upload filter censorship that Europe may be implementing shortly that requires businesses to basically filter out content that is theoretically copyright infringing. Okay. This may sound like unrealistic fear-mongering to some, but is it really, if you look at all those sites and publications that still have their GDPR blocks up after months. This type of self-censorship...
Meaning that there are sites where you, as a European, cannot go because...
Right. Because of the law in Europe.
Yeah, because the European laws, the websites just say, not worth it.
We're not talking about copyright infringing websites. We're not talking about websites that are, contain malware. We're not talking about anything like that. We're talking about sites that simply don't have the resources to comply with ridiculous regulations that the EU is demanding everybody around the world implement, or otherwise theoretically be liable for, not complying with if Europeans visit their site. This type of self-censorship is not new either. Previously, we have seen that several YouTube-ripping sites voluntarily blocked U.S. and U.K. visitors, fearing legal repercussions from local rights holders. If Article 13 does indeed result in geo-blocking efforts, it will ironically restrict access to content, much like the GDPR is restricting access to some information and services.
Yes.
And this is much, much worse for any kind of site that allows users to upload content to the platform.
Where's this article coming from? Because to some extent it's an opinion piece.
So it's coming from Torrent Freak, which it covers copyright news.
Torrent Freak clearly has an opinion on this, but at the same time they're reporting it as news.
Theoretically, maybe, but they're really they report both sides really well.
Yeah, I'm not saying that that's not true. I'm just saying that they're nobody who's for this is going to say that it's going to restrict Europeans' access to websites, because a person who's for this would to lie to you to get this filth through whatever political process there is.
Yeah.
Yay, good on them for reporting.
Yeah. Well, you know, the people said this about the GDPR and how it wasn't going to, result in censorship. And we already see that it has.
Well, but the GDPR, in Europe, Europeans don't have this kind of control over the European Union that Americans have over the U.S. government to say that there's even less, if it's at all possible. The American government is divorced from American people's opinions, mm-hmm. by and large. The people are manipulated every 2 years, and that's about it. Europeans are, they don't elect representatives to the European Union that I know of. I believe that they're all appointed by their governments, so they're kind of like senators used to be in the U.S. government.
Fair enough. One significant difference is, compared to the GDPR, is that under the latest text, Article 13 will not apply to small sites and services. This means that services with less than 50 employees and a balance sheet not exceeding $10 million in annual turnover are excluded. That is nothing. Probably any operation of a small size, you're probably going to have more than a heck of a lot more than 50 employees and $10 million in annual sales.
Well, not Free Talk Live.
Annual turnover. okay, well, Free Talk Live is like,
not that big.
Not that big, but it's... Most businesses are going to, this is basically, they're talking about really, really tiny, couple people shops that we're talking about. You can easily go do $10 million in annual turnover with not that many employees. And if you're operating any kind of small platform, you're probably going to exceed this anyway. At the moment, various EU bodies are negotiating the final draft of the proposal, which will make clear what's at stake here. So, that's it. It's a scary thing.
Yeah, I hope they don't stick with it, but, what do they care?
And it won't even accomplish what they're trying to accomplish.
No, it never does.
That's the thing.
Laws don't do that!
No, it's... Look, there are VPNs, but even without VPNs, we've already seen that there are proxy sites of all sorts.
But it does accomplish what they want to accomplish, because what it does is it stifles... competition in the areas that the biggest of corporations want that stuff to stifle.
So you're saying YouTube is going to benefit, and so for YouTube,
YouTube's going to benefit.
Yeah, probably.
Disney's going to benefit. The ASCAP, BMI, they're going to benefit. The rights holders, to some extent, to current big time music and that kind of thing, they may benefit to some extent. But
yeah.
This isn't gonna move society forward. It isn't gonna help in the creation of art.
It's not gonna stop piracy, that's for sure.
No. It's crap.
Yep.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Call in, give your opinion. Tell me how you're a photographer and you make money off of intellectual property and blah blah blah. Love to hear it. Because, we don't do that here on Free Talk Live.
I know, right?
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
USA Radio News.
The economy added 250,000 jobs in October, according to the Labor Department. That's up from 118,000 in September. The unemployment rate remained unchanged at 3.7%. Chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors, Kevin Hazlett, joined Fox Business.
It's really an astonishing report. You know, we did this estimate of what the hurricane effect was going to be because the hurricane came during the survey week, and we thought that it was going to subtract about 60,000 jobs from this. And so we were prepared for the worst, and this is just like an astonishing number.
As Tuesday's midterms approach, some analysts are predicting big gains for Democrats in the House. President Trump is expected to make final pitches for GOP candidates with a series of weekend rallies. Laura Trump is a senior advisor to the Trump 2020 campaign. She went on Fox News and said people have to remember a couple things.
What people need to remember is how far we've come in this country since Donald Trump took office.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he said, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs, and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
No idea what that music is.
Yeah, where'd that come from?
I don't know. But, you know, strange things happen on the radio. 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. Maybe we missed our mark by a minute. Oh, that might have happened. Well, if so, terribly sorry. Professional broadcasters at work, people. Yeah, what can I tell you? So, maybe it's not the board op's fault. I got an article here from the Foundation for Economic Education that I think is pretty important. It's a Stanford dean who talks about a list of 8 skills that every 18-year-old should possess. I got news for you. They don't all possess them. maybe not by a good margin. So Blink Home Security. Your property and your family, they're precious. Protect them with Blink, like I have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, right from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscription. Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Blink is an Amazon company. I love this device, and it's going to make a great Christmas gift, by the way. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Well, let me tell you real quick. And you know what? We've got Sarah in New Mexico on. Let's take the call, and then I'll tell you about the 8 things that every 18-year-old should possess. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I just want to say that our next-door neighbor city, the Rio Rancho, they're tearing up a big...
The next-door neighbor city to Albuquerque.
Right, okay. Next door to... Yeah, right.
Keep in mind, Sarah, this is a nationally syndicated radio program on 190 radio stations across the United States of America. They aren't all in, New Mexico, and they aren't all in Albuquerque, and everybody doesn't know where you're calling from. Please go ahead.
Well, anyways, they're copying our example with the ART, the Rapid Transit.
Okay.
How we, tore up all of Central and widened the sidewalk and they're doing the same thing with one of their boulevards. So exactly how and what they're doing, I don't if I had a computer, I would know. But I know that one of the things is to widen the sidewalk and to improve pedestrian safety. So
this is one of these downtown improvements where they try to, bring more public transportation on board and give wider sidewalks and these kind of things.
Yeah, and I'm excited because it's catching on. You know, we're doing it all over Albuquerque. As I mentioned, we're widening the sidewalks and in one of our neighborhoods and putting in street lights, and they're getting the drift of it, and they're copying us. So it's just exciting, you know.
Well, sometimes they work out, sometimes they don't. Hope the best for you guys out there. Thanks a lot, Sarah. Appreciate the call.
That's one thing we're not worried about here.
What's that? Wider?
Wide sidewalks. And
New Hampshire is the widest main street in America. I don't know. Anyway, you got to claim something.
Pretty wide.
It's pretty wide.
Yeah, give them that.
Fee.org, Annie Holmquist reports last week, former Stanford Dean Julie Linthcott-Himes made a list of 8 skills every 18-year-old, that's a person coming into college, going into the workforce, should possess. And the list ran as follows. An 18-year-old must be able to talk to strangers. Last night we were here on the air and we were talking about how, well, some students in high school did not want to be forced to do public speaking. You know, like the 3 minutes you got to give up, stand up there and give a presentation, maybe on ancient Egypt or World War II or whatever you got to do, because they have anxiety and that's, that's bad or something. And, that's all part of being able to talk to a stranger. I agree that if you shuffle around, look at your toes, don't shake a hand. Look, man, you gotta grow up. This is not acceptable behavior for somebody. Look people in the eye. Try to weave some words together. If you don't know how to do it, don't go sit in your house because of your crippling anxiety. Get out and meet people. An 18-year-old must be able to find his or her way around. I'm not sure any of us can do that anymore.
I'm addicted to my GPS myself.
Yeah, I mean, there was a time
when... I want to go downtown, enter the address into the GPS. It'll get me there. I don't have to go. It's just one street.
I drove a van across the United States in 1998, put 10,000 miles in 100 days, and... I did it all completely without a GPS. I don't know if there had to have been GPSs, but I didn't have one. I did have
early days of GPS.
Yeah, I did have some triptychs from AAA. Shout out to all of you who know what the hell a triptych is. But other than that, basically, I, you know, just roamed around. I mean, yeah, it was important that I find my exits and stuff. You had to read those big green signs on the side of the road back then. Rather than just looking at a device and saying, well, it says to turn. It looks like a parapet leading to death out there, but I'm going to turn.
You know what I find amazing is these might be really good. I agree these are good skills to have. But we end up with kids who don't have driver's licenses, don't have cars, and they've graduated college, and they can't get jobs because the government has basically prevented them from getting a license for a year.
Why do they get... What?
In New Jersey, as an example, it's not the only state that does this, but you cannot get a driver's license for a year after you get your permit, basically. So the kids can't get a job because they don't have a car and a license.
I don't know what... I couldn't say that speak to it for every state, but maybe that's something college should consider getting its students prepped for the work. I mean, if you're an institution of higher learning, high school, college, you're ostensibly, I don't believe that you really are, but ostensibly you're trying to get people prepared for the workforce. Getting people prepared for the workforce means getting them a driver's license. The majority of Americans that have jobs, the vast majority of Americans that have jobs in the United States have a driver's license.
They need a driver's license
and they
to get to work.
It may very well be that it's even a higher number of those that have a higher education degree that have a job, that have a driver's license. So if the college, first off, the college isn't doing what it says it's going to do in preparing you for the workforce. Second, you have no damn skills in planning graduation just popped up on me and I don't know anything about getting a driver's license and how long it takes to go through the process. I'm not saying government doesn't stand in the way, Chris, but this is the fault of the individual bad planning.
Well, the government has made it more difficult to get a driver's license over the years, and it's gotten to a point where some kids can't get a driver's license. They're already off to college by the time they can get a driver's license, so they're actually inhibited from getting a driver's license until after they get back from college because they're not even in the state.
I'll bet you the college, with all their government money, could get a DOT representative out there to get licenses out. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global. Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. It's a live Friday edition. Mark with you.
And Chris.
Call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. We're talking about... Well, this Stanford dean has a list of things that 18-year-olds must be able to do. It's an article by fee.org, and I feel like, yeah, there are some things that there's markers at certain ages you should be able to do things. 18 years old, we've decided as an adult, at least largely.
You know, I can actually think of people who are 27 that can't answer a phone.
When you say can't answer a phone...
I mean literally cannot talk to somebody on the phone that they do not know.
Okay.
So they can't pick up like a phone at a business, like in an office.
Is it a issue of sort of mental health we're talking about here?
Oh, definitely mental health.
Okay. So it's not that they don't have fingers. They can pick up a receiver. They could say if they wanted to, XYZ business, thanks for calling.
Theoretically.
Okay.
But under no circumstances would they would leave, they would quit. There's no way you'd get them to pick up a phone.
Well, it's nice to be able to have choices, right? There are jobs that I won't do.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, the person I'm thinking of doesn't need to answer a phone, but if he did have to answer a phone for business,
just wouldn't do it.
He wouldn't. There's no way.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the things I wouldn't do for money, and really, it's an issue of price for me. But I tend to think that that's what it is for everybody. Let's go to the phones. We've got Bad Slave calling in from New Hampshire. Well, Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. Mark and Chris, right?
Hi. Yep.
Well, I guess you're right. I'm going to go right into the same thing. I mean, you know, we're dealing with something that I call permanent adolescence.
Okay.
I say that government schools presently are designed to create a permanent adolescent.
Yeah.
And nothing more.
Yeah, if you don't if you don't need parenting, you don't need the government.
I think the legislature has, in general, done that. And it's not just the schools. I think the legislature has a big part in this. This constant increasing of the age to do stuff that, you know, years ago was never an issue.
Yeah, well, the other thing is the minimum wage. The minimum wage was what people worked for, you know, as early teens. Early teens, with their first job, you know,
well, the minimum wage,
you
what's
weren't
that?
Expecting them to be productive like that. So, so they came in and learned.
Yeah. And, so I think the minimum wage has, made it difficult for young people to get work. And part of the reason is that they keep on pushing the minimum wage up to a living wage. Now, I'm not saying that the minimum wage was meant to be an introductory wage, but anybody who meant it to be a living wage to begin with is an idiot. Like, go on right now. You're an idiot. Wage is supposed to be a living wage. That's it. End of story. Even Paul Krugman, who's about as left as you can get from an economist, has suggested that there needs to be a minimum wage based on age, or perhaps a minimum wage based on company size.
You know, but the problem we have...
But you couldn't do that.
But the problem we have is that what you need to live, right, it depends on where you live, right? Like, across the United States, there are places that you can live on $7.25 an hour, and there's other places you can't live on $15 an hour.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there's minimum wage, there's the permanent adolescence, the lack of data that you start out with as someone supposedly graduating from high school is just this. I mean, you know, we got Mark Dice and others out there, you know, interviewing people on the streets of, do you know, who's president or who's, vice president or, who's your congressperson or, I'm anti-political now. I think that we've determined that politics is the failed experiment that we tried that we need to redo. But in fact, I kind of treat politics as a sport because I don't do kind of pro sports or anything like that. So
you just kind of watch it as a horse race.
I keep myself abreast and I tell people that, you're going to vote, go ahead and vote. I don't argue with you doing that, but if, this is, I might help you with some choices. My bigger point here is that we know that the government doesn't work. Are we all agreed on that?
I think it works for what they want it to work for. It
doesn't work for us, let's put it that way.
That may be true, but I mean, that was the Soviet Union and Cuba and the North Korea, and those worked for people in power, absolutely.
Sure.
But that's not what America was designed to be like, as far as I was led to believe. And I'm saying that so any of those will show to be unsustainable. Even China had to, open up market-based economy measures to get anywhere with productivity and all that sort of thing.
What's the solution if government doesn't work?
No, my point is that actually government of that we really have that will always be is the government of the individual, and that will always be. And if we are able to kind of generate enough enlightenment among us, I think that we can, as a voluntary society, go forward and develop what's needed to make that work in the future. We're a long ways away from that. But
I tend to agree. I don't see how else we could do it. I mean, really, that's how we got to do it.
Well, that's my point, is that we have we have unsustainability as it exists.
Thanks for the call, Matt Slate.
It's just
I was just in Seattle. I took a trip across the United States. We were talking about minimum wages there. And what I think that he's correct, he's absolutely correct, he's correct that the marketplace instills its own rules. So Seattle recently raised its minimum wage to $15. I don't think that you could really run a business in Seattle and pay people anything less than $15 anyway. So that's calling the closing the barn door and claiming you. I don't know what it was, but I mean, you know, they didn't do anything by raising the minimum wage to $15 when the market had already raised the minimum wage to $15. I don't think there are very many jobs in Seattle where people were making less than $15. At least not where I was. So. What's the big deal? What did you accomplish in this? The market already set a minimum wage floor. Look, I'm right now. I'll make the offer. Free Talk Live certainly has some kind of job for you to do at one penny a minute. some tiny little amount of money. We'll find something for you. So there you go. There's a job offer that nobody's going to take because the wages are too low. So why? Why worry about this? The market will set a floor for wages.
And you know the crazy thing about that is, if the wages are too low in Seattle, right? If companies are not willing to pay you, that means there's a glut of employees in that market. Move. You have to go where the jobs are, and the cost of living actually makes sense. And I think part of the reason that the cost of living are so high in a lot of these places is because of the regulations that prevent housing or inhibit the building of new construction.
Yeah. In many cases, when you're talking about San Francisco, Seattle, places where the cost of living is very, very high, New York City,
Yeah. That's
because, regulation, building permits, union protection in the area of building, these kind of things just continue to drive up the costs. People are living in, smaller and smaller spaces. And worse conditions. I've had a few friends with apartments in New York City.
I'm amazed.
They all suck.
I have a friend who lives in Seattle, and I'm amazed at the conditions that he lives in. He's literally living in, like, slum-like conditions just so that he can stay in the city.
Yeah, and they want to stay in the city. By all means, they should be able to.
I don't understand it.
Yeah, I don't understand it either. Here's number three on the list of things that 18-year-olds or the skills that they should have. They must be able to manage... This female dean uses his assignments and workload and deadlines. Now that's a proper use of the word English. His assignments and workload and deadlines. When you don't know the gender of the person of whom you're speaking, you use the masculine. But it's pretty brave for a dean to do such a thing, especially a dean of Stanford. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts on this list or anything else? It's Free Talk Live.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.